The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
One thing that's clear is that Gavin Newsom is scared.
The leading Republican running for governor is the clone of Donald Trump.
Crime doesn't have a color, doesn't have a party. The rise of homelessness doesn't have a color, doesn't have a party. Obama and Bernie Sanders and Senator Warren and the others have come to California and weighed in on this race when they cannot defend the indefensible record of my opponent, Gavin Newsom.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
When we talk about the left getting a huge assist from the mainstream media, let me give you an example. Axios is an Inside the Beltway online site. Mike Allen is its head guy. Headline this morning, big lie hits the California recall election. The big lie, a falsehood peddled by Donald Trump, says the article. That the 2020 election was stolen, quote-unquote, is now being peddled by conservative figures amid other down-ballot elections, most notably the California recall election. Why it matters, that's one of their catchphrases over at Axios. Why it matters, now that the precedent has been set, some conservatives will likely use unfounded allegations of election fraud as a basis for undermining all potential election outcomes they don't agree with. And then the article goes on to say the classic of classics. To be clear, there's been no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the California recall election. How do they? It isn't over yet. It's election day. How would they know that there's no evidence of widespread election fraud when the election isn't over? They're in the process of. This is what I mean. Now, this is kind of frightening to Axios, I would imagine. Let me play a report for you from ABC 7 in Los Angeles, Cut 8. Here's a report. According to Axios, the smart kids in the inside, because everybody inside the Beltway is smarter than everybody else, right? Just ask them. If you hear somebody bragging about being inside the Beltway, that's somebody who is convinced they're the smartest person in the room, and trust me, they usually aren't. But here's ABC 7. This is ABC, the local affiliate in Los Angeles, WABC-TV, in Los Angeles, seeming to refute the Axios assertion that, to be clear, there's been no evidence of widespread voter fraud in California.
Meanwhile, some voters in Riverside County have received multiple ballots for the recall election, and it's not the first time this has happened. Inland Empire Bureau Chief Rob McMillan explains why, plus just what happens if someone tries to vote more than once.
It's really hard to trust the process when nobody can even explain why two ballots were mailed to one person.
Sherry, who didn't want us to use her last name, told us not only did her husband get two ballots in the mail before last year's election, the same thing happened again this year.
Our fear is it could have ended up in the wrong hands. Our fear is they could have counted it twice.
But they're not the only Riverside County voters to receive multiple ballots.
It had an individual's name on it that we had no idea who that person was, but it had our address.
Both Tom Ittig and Sherry reported the problems to the Riverside County Registrar of Voters.
Is this a very small-scale problem? Is it maybe a little bit more substantial than we think at first glance?
That's exactly what I asked Riverside County Registrar Rebecca Spencer.
I've received about 20 of these phone calls.
So why would people receive multiple ballots? Spencer said there are several reasons. If someone re-registers after a ballot is mailed, if there's a DMV transaction, or if someone votes early or in person. Because as we all know, during the pandemic, every registered voter automatically gets a ballot in the mail. So far, Spencer says 15,000 multiple ballots have been issued for the recall election. But Spencer says all multiple ballots issued to one registered voter will be merged, meaning only one will count.
Once they get merged together, as soon as one ballot is returned as good, the other one is automatically voided.
But what if it's the legitimate voter's ballot that is voided? That's where signature verification comes into play. But with so many multiple ballots out there, it puts a lot of pressure to get things right.
The last election, we had people, you know, some people receiving up to four or five ballots.
District Attorney Mike Hestron says his public integrity unit will investigate any complaint brought forth by a voter who wonders why they got multiple ballots.
Each election, it ends up being, you know, maybe less than 100 complaints. But it's, you don't know the number of people that are not complaining.
That's why both the DA and the registrars say if something like this happens to you, don't just throw the other ballot away and attribute it to a mistake. They say you have to report it.
Meanwhile, some voters in Riverside County have received multiple...
How about that? How about... Did you hear the report carefully? Well, we know about the people that are complaining about multiple ballots, but, you know, might be a lot of people not complaining about multiple... I mean, how much voter fraud is allowed to Axios? Because according to evidently KABC in Los Angeles didn't get the memo from the smart pseudo intellectuals over there at Axios. The smart kids insist so there has been to be clear, there's no evidence of widespread election fraud in California. Now, I'm just going to pose a legitimate question to you. Maybe you roll your eyes at President Trump's claims that the election was stolen. Maybe you make fun of Mike Lindell at MyPillow, who has been on a quest to prove election fraud in November of 2020. That's fine. This is America. It's a free country. You can feel the way you feel. If you do that, if you think that claims of election fraud are wildly exaggerated, aren't you the least bit suspicious about the way a site like Axios and everybody in the mainstream media shrieks, there's no basis, no proof, no evidence of widespread election fraud? Doesn't that make you suspicious? Even a little bit? Aren't you the slightest bit inquisitive about why Axios would do something as stupid as, say, on election morning, where the ballots haven't even been tallied, where they're still in the process? This is election day, and the day of, they repeat that stupid talking point, no evidence of widespread voter fraud. It's like a tic. It's like Tourette syndrome. They've got this phrase they keep repeating, no evidence of widespread election fraud, no evidence of widespread. Aren't you suspicious about this preemptive strike by Axios and others? They're already screaming, no evidence of widespread fraud in California. It's a little bit like the COVID vaccine controversies. The more they scream there is no evidence, the more we think there is. The more you insist you better get a vaccine, the more people are saying I'm not. Let's talk about it here in the ReliefFactor.com studios Tuesday, September 14th. I hope you join us. 1-800-655-MIKE. I've got an open phone line for you. And I really want to, I mean, everybody can join in on this conversation, but I'm particularly interested in people who don't think there's any basis for Trump's claims, who really think that Mike Lindell has just been barking up the wrong tree, who just don't buy it. Aren't you a little bit curious as to why the mainstream media works so hard to shoot it down? Like they're in, like in hysteric mode, like panic mode? 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
Support law enforcement? We do too. GallaghersHeroes.org.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Widespread fraud to commit fraud. And you know what? Even just a little bit to shake things their way means that the whole election is corrupt.
Of course he's right. The key phrase is widespread election fraud. How many, what was it, a few thousand in Arizona that Biden won? A few thousand here, a few thousand there. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't, when you've got millions and millions of ballots going through the mail because of COVID, it doesn't take a lot. Common sense Americans know this, but the left attempts to wear us down. Axios, with its ridiculous assertion, there is, to be clear, there's no evidence of widespread election fraud in California. How would you possibly know that now? On election, they published that before election day. Here was Rick Grenell last night on Fox News. Cut number 10. He's a Californian urging Republicans to get out and vote and saying in many ways, we've already won.
Well, look, one thing that's clear is that Gavin Newsom is scared. He's got Joe Biden here today in Long Beach. Campaigning. They are paying people with stimulus checks. He is calling this the Republican recall. He's doing everything he can because they are scared. I think no matter what happens over the next couple of days, Sean, we've already won. We conservatives, we Republicans in California, we've already won. We are putting to the vote of the people whether or not the governor is qualified. And there is a healthy debate. And we know that we have really terrible voter rolls here in California. It's going to take us a couple of elections if we don't do an immediate turnaround here with the recall. I'm encouraged. I think we're already winning. I hope that every single person who's got a ballot in the mail will fill it out and vote to recall Gavin Newsom.
Line one, Danny is in California. Hi, Danny. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah, there are so many recall Newsom signs here, so it makes you optimistic. I'm up in Northern California, by the way. And but I saw the same thing with President Trump. I was like, there's no way he's going to lose with this much support in California, of all places. So I'm kind of scared the same thing's going to happen this time.
Sure, we all are. I mean, we all are. And you know, to this day, I get emails from people reminding me about 2020 and how Trump would fill stadiums and arenas and thousands of people, and Biden would get 23 cars honking their horn at a drive-in movie theater somewhere.
Yes, sir. And the guy that you just had on that clip, I think that's a problem with our party is we're too complacent. We're like, well, we already won. No, we need to be doing more, not sitting back and saying we already won.
No, I got it. But he's also making a point that there has been, regardless of the outcome, and I'm praying for a miracle, and it will take a miracle. There's no question. California Democrats outnumber Republicans by a mile. it's just the lay of the land. Honest to goodness, the state will deserve the racist punk woman with her gorilla mask. That tells you everything you need to know about California. We still don't know who she is. Has she been arrested? Has she been identified? I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. We had a back and forth about this. He said, I'm pretty sure, and he's a middle-aged white guy like me. He said, I'm pretty sure I couldn't have done what she did and got away with it, just pedaled my bike away. If I, as a 58-year-old white guy, would have put on a gorilla mask and threw an egg at a black politician while wearing said mask, I would not only be out of a job, but my life would be ruined. He's right. What happened to her? What happened to the punk woman with the gorilla mask that threw an egg at Larry Elder's head? That's a metaphor for California. Tells you everything you need to know. They deserve Gavin Newsom. If Larry Elder doesn't win, I mean, then the gorilla, the racist punk with the gorilla mask, she wins. And you deserve it, California. You'll deserve it. Gary, you're up on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Gary? Thanks for joining us.
All right, Mike. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
I'll get right to the point.
You got it.
Okay, that lady, and I'm going to use that, if I'm allowed to still use that term, on the bike, was probably wearing that gorilla mask just to improve her looks.
let me give you one better than that. That's no lady. She's no lady. Thank you, Gary. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Meanwhile, you can't lose sight of this. We get so much information that it's hard to keep up with. Did you hear Biden's ranting, incoherent, meandering at a 9/11 event? He didn't speak. He didn't give any speeches. They didn't let him speak. But he did talk to a reporter or two. Oh, is it a doozy? You don't think we're in trouble? Wait till you hear what he said. A lot more. And also, the White House literally cut his feed yesterday when he tried to ask a reporter a question. We've got the video coming up. I've seen lonely times when I could not. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You know what I want to hear? And not so much me. All of these veterans, Gold Star families, victims of 9/11. Who is going to stand up and say, I screwed up? This was on me. This did not go right. Instead, we hear officials, including the president, blaming others. Who is going to take responsibility?
Closest we got was the president said the buck stopped with him, but it was all Donald Trump's fault.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
My gosh, what a busy breaking news day. We haven't even gotten to Nicki Minaj's cousin's swollen testicles from the vaccine. Now, if you don't think I'm going to cover Nicki Minaj's cousin's swollen testicles, you don't know me. I mean, you don't know this show very well. I mean, of course we're going to have to cover that. Of course we're going to have to discuss Nicki Minaj refusing to go to the Met Gala last night here in New York City because there was a vaccine requirement. And she has a cousin, I think in Trinidad, who got a vaccine and has swollen testicles and other side effects. And her line was, listen, if I get the vaccine, she said the Met Gala has a vaccine requirement. If I get the vaccine, it's not going to be to go to the Met Gala. She's got a point. It's like they think they're so important over there, those liberal, elitist, wealthy crazies. AOC strutting around with a white gown with a blood red lettering tax the rich at the event that costs $30,000 a ticket to enter. 30 grand a ticket. And she's, and incidentally, it looks like a giant Chick-fil-A bag. It made me want to order a number one at Chick-fil-A when I saw her gown. It's a big white gown with red lettering, looks just like the same font they use for Chick-fil-A. What a bunch of clowns. Tax the rich. And you know all those rich leftists at the Met Gala? They're all going, oh, gosh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's art. Oh, look at that guy. AOC, AOC, you're so smart. You're so clever. You're so elegante. Tax the rich. Wait a minute. She's talking about us. I mean, they're talking about us. She's like attacking them. Didn't mean to, probably, because she's too stupid to realize she's attacking the very people that she's cavorting with at the Met Gala, wearing the giant Chick-fil-A bag. 30,000 a ticket, 200,000 a table to go to the Met Gala. And look at her looking over her shoulder. She's just so, and yet she's offended. She was offended that Joe Manchin called her a young lady the other day. That triggered her. That triggered her her sensibilities. You cannot make this crap up. They're like right out of a Hollywood script. They are. They're like out of a movie. They're like out of a bad book. Speaking of being out of a bad book, yesterday Biden got so baffled in talking to a reporter that they literally pulled the plug again. This is where we are. He's so befuddled and he's so addled, they're pulling the plug on him. He's in the middle of talking and they just cut the feed. Now, that happened after his Ground Zero remarks. You go ahead and make some sense out of this. This was at Ground Zero at a 9/11 memorial event. He didn't speak by giving speeches, but he couldn't avoid those pesky reporters entirely. So at one of the stops he made, he had this off-the-cuff comment about, well, I don't know. Good luck if you can figure it out.
This idea that, you know, what do you want to do with Biden? I want to box him. I should be so lucky. You know what I mean? But it is the kinds of things, or, you know, stuff that's coming out of Florida, stuff that's coming out of, you know, Robert E. Lee had been in Afghanistan. You're the one. No, anyway, I'm telling you too much.
I'm telling you too much. What are you telling? Boxing? I should be so lucky? Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee of boxing. Is he want to box Robert E. Lee? What the hell is he talking? That's the president of the United States. It's so bad, they pull the plug on him. You got to hear this. Yesterday, there was an official White House live stream of Joe Biden's remarks. And honest to goodness, it's gotten so bad that they are now just ending the feed if he starts to go off the rails. He was meeting with officials in Boise, Idaho, to discuss the wildfires. And he turned to George Geisler of the National Association of State Foresters. And he wanted to ask George Geisler of the State Foresters Association a question. You could almost hear the groans from the control room where they're running the live stream. Oh no, he's going off script. And they pull the feed. They cut the feed. Check this out.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
One of the things that I've been working on with some others is...
That was it. And then they put a screen up that said, thank you for joining. They cut the feed. right in the middle. The live stream, which was including a translation by an American Sign Language interpreter, because evidently we have, everything has to be translated by the sign interpreters. It was then replaced with a slide that said, thank you for joining. This is the latest example of the White House cutting off the president. I mean, they're just doing it. They're just saying, we got to turn it off. I mean, they're just like, we got to turn this off. He's going to get us in trouble. Just pull the plug. That's why he doesn't give speeches. He didn't talk at any of the sites where he visited to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Do you realize that? He didn't give a single speech on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Let that sink in. Trump spoke. President Trump spoke in front of New York firefighters and police officers. Joyfully, incidentally. They loved him. Anywhere Biden went Sunday, he was booed and jeered. He was actually booed at 9/11 memorial sites. College football games all over the country. Cheers. Blank Joe Biden. Do we have that video? I mean, thousands of people at college football games cursing out the president of the United States. I'm going to say this. This might be considered provocative. That didn't happen one time that Trump went anywhere at any sporting event. I mean, as volatile and as rocky as it was with the press and all the craziness of the Trump years, nobody ever chanted F Donald Trump. But F Joe Biden has become... Now, I don't endorse that kind of language publicly. Of course, there's kids in these stadiums. You know, I'm not defending the use of the F-bomb like that, but it does reflect the rage, the anger, the frustration, the anxiety, the disapproval that thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans have for this president. No way around it. 18 minutes before the hour, we're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome in. Glad to have you here. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. Talking a little bit about today's recall election, all the polls are suggesting that Gavin Newsom will hold on to his job, that Larry Elder will not win, praying for a miracle. And I'm just fascinated by the way the mainstream media is already doing the preemptive strike. Axios. This inside the beltway kind of establishment site. Big headline, the big lie hits California recall election. The big lie, the falsehood peddled by Trump is now being peddled, the article says, by conservative figures amid other down ballot elections. To be clear, Axios says, there's been no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the California recall election. A preemptive strike, says Axios. Here's Arnold. Hey, Arnold, welcome aboard. How are you? Arnold, you there?
Good. Hey, how are you, Mike?
Good, good.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good. Loud, great. Loud sure and clear.
So I understand what you're saying, and sure. Great. Okay, so I understand your point here. You're saying, you know, how dare Axios preemptively come out against this? But you're supporting Donald Trump preemptively come out and say there was fraud here. Larry Elder launched a voter fraud website for a tip line, everything in this election yesterday, preempting the actual election, the results of it. So,
well, did you hear the report from KABC? Hey, Arnold, hold on. Relax. Hang on. Come on, Arnold. Let's have an exchange here. Did you hear the report I played from KABC from Riverside about all the reports of multiple ballots being sent and the dead ballots being sent to dead people?
Sure did.
Okay. Well, are they being preemptive? Arnold, are they being preemptive? Is KABC being preemptive? Arnold, we can't hear.
You're not answering my question.
Arnold, we can't have a. If you talk over me every time, nobody's going to be able to hear you. I don't know if you're having a delay or if you just don't want to have a conversation. Let's try to have a conversation because I'm up for the challenge if you are.
Well,
If KABC the day before the election, and I would, you're not letting me finish my question. I'm going to hang up on you if you can't have a conversation with me. Please, Arnold, I want to hear you. I want to hear your point. I want to give you the floor. If KABC the day before the election runs a report saying that there are apparently lots of questions about voter integrity in the state of California, is KABC in on the Larry Elder scheme? Hello?
KSL is reporting information they received. Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Oh, jeez. Go away. Why can I get, like, non-annoying people to disagree with me? If you're non-annoying and you want to disagree with me, give me a call. I would love to have an... I want to call Angeline in Pinellas County, Florida. The woman who says I'm so vile that I can't live with myself and she doesn't know how I sleep at night. I wish she would call back or wish she would call in. Almost every day she writes an email. Come to think of it, Angeline and Arnold should get married. 14 minutes before the hour, more coming up. Honest to goodness, isn't it fascinating that KABC, hardly a right-leaning, but it's ABC, mainstream media, big report on voter irregularities in California the day before the election. And listen to good old Arnold. Of course Larry Elder ought to be focused on voter fraud. A lot of us suspect voter fraud. Evidently, KABC does too.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
Looks like it's over. You knew I couldn't stay. She's coming home.
Reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
I really wish I had more patience, and it's my fault. That call with Arnold, as big a jerk as he is, I'm probably the bigger jerk because I get impatient. But it's like, disagree with me normally. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not going to not let you talk, but just have a normal exchange with me. Why do people like Arnold have to interrupt or then not answer and sit there and just not respond and then talk over me? It's like, give me your argument. You're upset that Larry Elder is already making people aware of, I don't know, the report from KABC that talks about voter irregularities and potential fraud in California. People like Arnold refuse to believe that when you change all the voting rules and have millions and millions of mail-in ballots all because of COVID, There's potential for voter fraud. Any idiot can figure out that if they're sending a ballot to every single voter in California because of COVID, if they're sending all these ballots in the mail, of course there's potential for widespread fraud. But again, fine, you disagree with that? Let's have an exchange. Arnold told my screener he didn't understand why I was critical of Axios. We didn't even get to that. Axios is saying there's no evidence of widespread election fraud. That's their Tourette's syndrome catchphrase. That's their tick. widespread. That's like saying your bag of M&Ms, there's no evidence of widespread poison M&Ms in there. There's only a couple. How much voter fraud is Arnold okay with? But we didn't get to that point because he acted like a buffoon. Just, if you want to disagree with me, please, just have a normal conversation. I'm a normal guy. I like dissent. I like to disagree. I like to have people who disagree with me. But if you're going to make the call impossible, then don't bother. Just sit around and yell at the radio. Or call and act like a human being and have a normal dialogue. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. Maybe Arnold needs a free pillow. Calm him down a little bit. The Mike Gallagher special is back. And as Mike Lindell has been fighting for election integrity, you know what the Arnolds of the world have done to Mike Lindell. Done everything to cancel him, to kick him out of the retail stores. So buy a pillow in honor of Arnold. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher radio specials. Be sure to enter the promo code MikeG so you'll save big. How much? Well, the pillow's normally $69.98, just $29.98. Get the My Slippers. Get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG coming up. Did you hear the Secretary of State yesterday, Antony Blinken? Oh boy, is it a doozy. Stick around, more coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.